Hi there. I'm adult ADHD coach Dana Rayburn. These days, my life is mostly under control, but it wasn't always. I was plagued by clutter and procrastination and oodles of other ADHD challenges. It took me 20 years to figure out how to outsmart my ADHD. Luckily, outsmarting your ADHD doesn't need to take that long. You'll learn my favorite tricks and tips here on the podcast. Ready to kick some ADHD? Then let's get started. Hi there. Welcome to episode 185 of the Kick Some ADHD podcast. I'm Dana Rayburn, your host. Today, we're digging into organizing. Actually, we're going to talk about if Marie Kondo's organizing method is magical for ADHD or not. So if you're interested, hang on for just a minute and we'll get started. First, however, I do want to let you know that next week in the Success Club, if you're listening to this podcast when it was recorded in March 2024, we will be talking about paper clutter. We're starting our unit on paper clutter, and next week we're talking about how to clear paper clutter and get it out of your world. So that's always a fun topic that's very, very popular. And you can find out more information about the Success Club and private coaching and other stuff that's going on at danarayburn.com. Remember, you can join the Success Club anytime. You don't have to wait until the program starts in September. We do take a summer hiatus in July and August, and then we get started again in September. Alrighty, let's get into today's topic because this is a juicy one. It comes up for me every once in a while. Marie Kondo was very, very popular a number of years ago when she first wrote her book, The Magical Art of Tidying Up. She's a Japanese organizing expert, and she seems like an absolutely lovely human. I have nothing against her. I just want us to be realistic about what we're signing up for when we take on an organizing technique or a life management technique that's designed by someone without attention deficit. So she also had a Netflix special about organizing a couple years ago as well, which there was a resurgence of interest in her. And I just had a Success Club member bring up the Marie Kondo organizing technique, saying how it had worked for her. And she is in a special situation, and I really had to dial back because I could just hear all the other Success Club members on the call saying, oh, something magical that worked for her. I'm going to take that on. And I believe more often than not that this can cause lots of problems for people with ADHD. We want a magical solution, don't we? We want that magic wand to wave and have ADHD go away and all the problems that come along with it. And one of those is being disorganized, living in clutter, and all the challenges that brings. That's a big part of what I work on in coaching, is helping people get past the clutter and learn what to do with it. But we have to realize that we need realistic approaches tailored to our individual needs. And sometimes the approaches that are set forth, I can't think of the right word, set forth works, promulgated. I was going to use that one. I don't even know if I'm using that word right. come from people who don't have attention deficit and they don't really understand what we're up against. So I believe that there can be a mismatch between Marie Kondo's organizing techniques and the reality of living with ADHD. One of the things that I have a problem with her is she wants you to sort by category, focusing on one category of item at a time, maybe only on clothes or only on books or only on kitchen gadgets. And I think that part could probably work if we had the stick-to-itiveness to do it. But the next part of her technique is where I get this sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. She says, if you don't look at everything you own in a certain category at one time, you won't thoroughly clear the clutter. So she wants you to gather all the things in that one category in one place and go through it all at once. So getting all of your books and putting them all in a pile in the middle of your living room and going through them all. Is this spark joy in me? We'll talk about that problem in a minute. Well, this, does this spark joy in me? If it does, I keep it. If it doesn't spark joy in me, then it goes. And I just have this image of gathering all the books in our house in one pile and then going through it. We have a lot of books, and I just can see what would happen. And I believe most people with ADHD are with me on this. It sounds great. Oh, going and gathering all the books, that's the fun part. I could do that. And then the living room floor would be taken over by books. And then I'd probably go through maybe 10, 20 of them. And then I'd get bored or I'd get frustrated. And then I'd say, I'll finish this later. And I'd jump up and run off to something else. And when would later be to get back to clearing out those books? It probably would be quite a while, like maybe never. And I can see the books just staying where they are, maybe eventually throwing a sheet over it. And then probably just with the frustration of my darling husband is grabbing the books or someone's coming over or something like that. And we have to get all the books and go put them back willy-nilly in whatever order on whatever shelf we can get them onto, and then never finishing the project. So that is my problem with this method. The same thing with our clothes, taking all the clothes we own and throwing them in a pile in the middle of the floor and then going through them all. So I'm not against going through it by category, but I believe it's more important to be realistic and say, if we can reduce a good chunk of the books, not getting rid of everything that we don't love, then we're off to a good start. And so I'm more of a proponent of clearing out in the space as we go, in the space where they normally live. So that is one of the big problems that I have with her. And what do you think? What would you really do? Would you be able to go through and finish everything? Now, she is from Japan. And as far as I know, many of the homes in Japan are smaller than ours. And possibly there's less clutter. And then that might be more of a solution. But I'm just looking at the typical home in Western home in the United States is what I'm looking at, and the ones that I've seen and know about. So that's one thing. I also have a problem with this idea that she has of only keeping things that spark joy. So does this item spark joy for me? And I've really experimented with this, and I found it very, very hard to determine if something sparks joy. Some things I know. Yeah, I got a couple of pairs of shoes that, man, those babies spark joy. However, most of my shoes I like well enough, and they're comfortable, and they work for me, and I like them a lot. But that sparking joy, that's a whole nother level. And then what about stuff like the laundry detergent or the scissors or the regular everyday stuff that we use? And she says, get rid of it. If it doesn't spark joy, get rid of it. Maybe I'm taking it too literally. Who knows? But that's what I read into her system, is that it's got to spark joy. If it doesn't, then you want to get rid of it. I do believe we want to be surrounded by things that we like and things that we use. If we don't like something and use something, I think it ought to go. And I also believe in the energy of stuff. So if something has negative energy for me or makes me feel bad, makes me feel guilty, then I think it ought to go. But that's a different level than that idea of sparking joy. So that's where I am with that one, too. We've got to frame living with ADHD as an art rather than a science. We need to be flexible. We need to be creative. We need to have coping strategies that are realistic for how our brains work and our ability to follow through on things. So before you start something, before you take on someone else's idea, even if it's mine, I want you to run it through this. Really? I will really do this. And we have to pull out of that place in our brain where we're so excited and we're so lit up and we're impulsive and think, oh, dopamine hit. Yeah, I'm going to do this. And pull back into reality. I'm not saying give up. I'm not saying don't try new things, but we want to do it from a point where we're practical, where we're realistic, and not from this blue sky excited thinking that we're so apt to fall into. So it's important that you find ADHD techniques that can be customized to fit the way your brain works, the way you think, the way you operate. And that might evolve over time. I know when I first tried Marie Kondo's clothes folding technique, I couldn't do it at all. And it's very complicated, and you've multiple steps to fold clothes and put them in the drawer so they're just perfect. And I gave up after about a week on my sock drawer. I tried, and I think I tried on t-shirts too in the t-shirt drawer, and I just couldn't keep it up. It made putting the laundry away too stressful, too many steps. It took way too long, and I wasn't going to do it. So in those days, I was just throwing everything in the drawer in a mishmash. And if it was wrinkled, it was wrinkled. If not, it's not. Now I've evolved. Yay, Dana. I've evolved a little bit, so I can at least match the socks and fold them over. But I'm not going to one fold and stuff them in the drawer. But I'm not going to do this elaborate folding technique. Or the shirts, I fold them, you know, it's like three folds, the arms in and the bottom up, and then stuff them in the drawer. And so that works for me, but it's a couple of steps instead of multiple trying to make the drawer perfect. So I have also had clients who get all excited and wound up about Marie Kondo's folding techniques, and they say they're going to try it. Oh, and their drawers look great. Oh, they come up to me. Oh, my drawer looks great. And then I ask them, 3 weeks later, test a time. Is it sustainable for someone with ADHD? And no, it's back to what it was. So you may evolve in your ability to do things a little bit neater, a little bit more systematic as you work with your ADHD, as you kick your ADHD and get better at living more easily with it. However, taking that on right off the bat, it can be more challenging. So just be aware of that. Make sure that you're able to have your techniques personalized for you and the way you operate, and also your life and your stage in life, your circumstances in life. You know, if you've got a bunch of kids and you're doing laundry for a bunch of people and folding it and putting it all away, I mean, you're lucky if it gets in the drawer, right? And versus in where I am now in my life, where Scott and I, you know, we're empty nesters. He does his own. I do my own. And it doesn't take as long. But I think when I tried her technique before, then I was doing a lot more laundry because we had our daughter was at home. So also think, where's my life right now? Am I really going to spend this much time doing these things? Be realistic. This is what's important, realistic for you and the way your brain works and what you need to live more easily with ADHD. And Marie Kondo's techniques can be wonderful in certain situations and for certain people. And some people with ADHD are able to do it. However, I want you to be really cautious, really aware of it before you step in full on. Make it work for you. So navigating ADHD, navigating our organizing challenges isn't always simple, right? It's hard to do. Remember, you can do hard things. You can live more easily with ADHD, but we can't do a one-size-fits-all solution. And there's support and guidance in the ADHD Success Club, and there are other ADHD coaches out there, and podcasts, and my blog, and other blogs, and all that. So find information that works realistically for you. And that's going to be your secret pass to kicking some ADHD. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. We're going to talk about our phones and thinking about how we use them and maybe getting out of that death grip of spending a lot more time than we want to on our phones. Thanks a lot. Go out and have a great week. Bye-bye. So, what do you think? Did you find this podcast helpful? If you did, then do me a solid and share it with your ADHD friends. Also, write a review on the podcast app. It really helps others kick their ADHD too. You can find out more about ADHD coaching at danarayburn.com, and you can reach out to me at dana@danarayburn.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.